Okay, anybody wants to ask any question or report your meditation? Yeah, hold on, yeah, pass the microphone.
Firstly, I would like to do a sharing.
Okay, that one is very good, yeah, should share, yeah. Sorry.
So, firstly, I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude and thank you to Brother Teo and Mrs. Teo for your guidance and your selfless endeavor helping us. Secondly, I would like to share and also express thank you to all fellow Kayanikas for your love and also kind hearted. And also I'd like to thank my mother and father for this body
Correct.
and mind.
Yeah.
So I would like to start a little bit sharing in 2018
Okay.
and
Good.
how I met Father Teo.
Yeah. That one is very good. Sadhu.
He was actually a friend of mine called Eric,
Yeah, Eric, yes, I
and I also
remember.
like to thank him
Yeah.
for bringing me
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Brother Sion's house to meet up with
Yeah,
Brother Teo.
Thursday class, yeah.
So at that time, actually in 2018, I was at the lowest point of my life.
Oh.
Kind of, I think a little bit depressed, I should
Yeah,
say. And I was really lost.
Oh, okay.
I do have no direction. And I do not know what to do.
Oh, okay.
And at that time, I actually asked for guidance. And that was somehow I met up with Brother Teo. And I still remember the first class. Actually, to be honest, a lot of things my mundane mind couldn't comprehend,
Yeah, could have
couldn't
helped
understand.
you.
But somehow inside my heart, I know that this is the place. And I just keep on coming.
That's why
I
you
keep
keep on
on going and
attending.
keep on attending the class. And the book come, I continue reading. I think fast forward to 2022, after so many classes, so many books, I'm very grateful that actually I've really get to learn the Dhamma. Get
That's
to
why
meet
when
Brother Teo.
you start to understand the Dhamma and you know how to apply it, which you did very well, then you realize your life changed. Understand? A lot of things change. Not only you become a better person, you also realize that your life improved, understand, for the better. Your problem one by one, you know how to resolve it. Then you know how to overcome your whatever negative emotion by accepting it, then be with it. That one helped you a lot, I remember. Because that time the word like imprint into your heart very, very clearly. Then you find it very interesting. Some of the Thursday class, I remember you shared them. And how you use that understanding to ask for forgiveness and resolve your misunderstanding with your father, with your brother, and whoever you have to resolve it. So asking for forgiveness, repentance through following the advice of the Buddha, then cultivating the advice of the Buddha, then apply it to life. That one is beautiful. Sadhu, I saw you change. I saw you become more calm, more efficient, and you organize your contract, your work all very well, and your staff start to have faith in you, like you, and your bosses also can see, because, like you say, the result, so a lot of job actually very chronic on, they cannot handle, they pass to you, and yet you're able to handle it well. So that's why the contract was renewed. Despite what, then like that day, my daughter said, luckily your boss renewed, otherwise now cannot find worker. We are very difficult to get foreign worker now. So a lot of these things maybe also meant to be, and also because of your past, you have affinity and you can develop the understanding and comprehension. That's why all these conditions fall into place, and you will be able to, like you say, you sense that it's the right place, and then you continue to attend. That's why you become beautiful. Okay, yeah, continue.
So I think that the nature of all, I think that is the true nature that
yeah.
tell me to
yeah.
that this is the place, because I really do not know. It's like I sleep, there's two minds. So there is something inside saying, okay, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. So I'm still in my journey to
yeah, yeah.
find who I am and understand and learn what I am.
Yeah. Self-knowledge, yeah? Leading to clear understanding of life. Yeah, when you understand yourself, you understand life. Yeah, basically, we are just a human being, a form and mind. And we have the senses. We have a mind trapped inside. We use this to live life. Means, how do we know the world? How do we develop the ability to communicate with the world? Then, to go through life, existence, yeah? To interact with society, humanity, and whoever that come into contact with our form and mind. Then this teaching, this meditation goes beyond that. It can lead to a type of realization which is beyond the form and mind. Now you say there's another nature within. And this nature, when it manifests, you completely like wake up, because you can see a lot of things happening. The reality of life and existence. Who are you? What are you? How you function as a human being? And when you understand all this teaching, you understand the nature's law that governs life and existence, then you know, if I want to have the good life, I must take care of karma. I must train my mind to be heedful, to understand how I function as a human being. When I understand myself, I understand others. That's why I can accept them for what they are. Because we, last time I also said, before we understand, we also heedless. So all this will develop the understanding, the great compassion and love within. Then we are very forgiving, understand? Like even Jayanta's case, the scammer or whatever, because you have to pay back, you have to pay back. So you accept what happened, then you radiate love. You wish them well-being and happiness. Why? Because they know not what they are doing, understand? So forgive them. When you forgive, you free yourself, understand? Instead of holding on to the hatred, that anger, this evil road, it will cause karmic repercussion. Then you won't end. Yeah? So all these are understanding. If I am forgiving, I actually free myself. And not only free myself, I develop wholesome mind state following the Dhamma way, the way in Fopal, and I wish them well-being and happiness. When I do this, karma is such, you reap what you sow. People will in return radiate love and metta to you, wish you well-being. So a lot of wholesomeness can arise when you understand. So do good because good. Do evil because evil. Because the meaning is very deep. You plant the seed of wholesomeness, goodness, you will reap the fruit of wholesomeness and goodness. This is a nature's law. Then why do we want to become unhappy, angry with all the defilement, emotion, delusion, to torment ourselves, to make ourselves miserable, and to create so much negativity of karma? That is really stupidity. That's why sometimes I also agree why Master Shen Hua, the Mahayana, use the word stupidity. Actually, a lot of people don't like on you say they are stupid, I tell you, they hate you for life. Because that word is really, those with ego on them, really hit them. So sometimes you cannot blame them, because after they explain to you, you're stupid, really stupid. Create all this for what? Just because you get angry and you want to be right, and your hatred, your evil root, then all these causes of coming down for make you miserable, unhappy. That is not life. Life is to have understanding, to be at peace, to be happy, to have a clear mind, tranquility, stillness, to experience all of the beauty, pristine beauties and wonders of life. This is what life is all about. Then have good relationship, wishing people well-being and happiness. Then whatever we do, we want harmony. That's why Noble Eightfold Path is beautiful. We act, speak, and think with a wholesome mind. Means we have gentleness, kindness, then respect, contentment, like what in the Mangala Sutta mentioned. These are very simple virtue. Then generosity. So when you have all this understanding, you become beautiful. Then most of the time you are happy, you smile. You don't get angry, you don't react and torment yourself. Every time you react and torment yourself, you stress yourself out, understand? So that is not life. So all this understanding, you have slowly, slowly started to develop them. Then when you change over to this way of living life, you can see like a lot of things become, you are no longer like last time, everything went wrong. Everything very negative, or everybody misunderstand you, don't talk to you, and all the fun. Then you are not efficient in the work site, the job environment, the career. A lot of problems cannot resolve it. So understanding the Dhamma can lead to great benefits and transformation, which is very good. So Sadhu, you continue. Yeah, continue.
Well, I'm still in my journey, finding myself and collecting myself. But at least I found all of you.
Yeah.
This is a
greatest keeper.
And not only that, I've also come here and I think I have, I think not only all of you, I think I've also found all the Buddhas. All the great beings. And all the brothers and sisters.
Yeah, sadhu.
So thank you very much.
No problem.
So I would like to ask Brother Jiu to continue to guide me so that I can stay to develop sati.
No problem. Because the Hatsutta got a lot of guidance and example there for you to understand. So when you have time, you listen to a recording, then you follow using the Hatsutta. Then you have to identify them, like Brother Ting say, spiritual check. Which are the area you still lack behind that need perseverance, need diligence, then you stabilize it, develop it. Most of the time, like I told Chin Hao, and those who still have doubt or every time justify, I don't have the path, I cannot be like all the other Kalimita who have progress. All this is the thought telling you, forget about it. So what is important is the focus. What is the focus? What did the Buddha actually stress on? I already highlight so many times. He said, Dhammapada was 21, 22, 23, even before he parinibbana, he died. He again said, strive on with heedfulness. Do not be heedless. So the word is heedfulness. Because verse 21 is very clear. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. Very clear. So I must understand what is heedfulness. Then from there, I develop it. Then I am destined for enlightenment. So simple. That is the focus. Whatever your thought tells you is irrelevant, not important. So when you focus on this, you find out Dhammapada verse 23 is what heedfulness is. The constantly meditative and the ever mindful. Or you put it the other round, ever mindful, constantly meditative, and you hold on to this practice steadfastly, you will realize the supreme born-free Nibbana. And once you realize that, you understand life, you understand yourself, you know how to live life, you know how to be a blessing to all. So this is what the Dhamma can offer to us. If that also you don't want and are not focused, then you go and let your thought take you all over the way, all over the place. Sometimes go to Holland, also don't know how to come back. That is delusion, heedlessness. After you hear already people's progress, you know what should you do? You should rejoice, understand or not? Don't go and allow that egoic mind, the thought, to justify. Because heedlessness, people who are heedless, they like to justify. I don't have the parami or the parati, I'm not like you. There's certain kayamta progress that I told Jinhao. I said, poaching very new. Poaching very new. But he and Pule said, but her past very strong. What is all this? Understand? Before she came in the year 2017, she herself said, then her sister, Han Mo Ching, asked her to come. You know what she said or not? Actually, I don't know what is all this. I'm not interested in, but she asked me to come. I come on. Then, first year, Mong Cha Cha, I remember, asked a lot of questions. But she very sincere. Very good thing about her, she very sincere. She said, but you don't mind, I very new. I don't understand. I will ask. I said, good, ask. Then the second year, improve a bit, but still, Mong Cha Cha asked. Then when 2019 come, she determined the deal. Wow, want to come for the next retreat idea. It's 2020. Ayo, COVID, pandemic, cannot have retreat. So what she did? She thought, ayo, she actually planned for many months. She planned and even contemplate Maranatha. Later on, she read our, she understand what I say. So she determined, I want to go this way. It will transform your life for the better in so many ways. Then what are you waiting for? That's why he see the urgency. That age also catch up with children also. Then graduating at that time. That's why she become very different. She go on. Then after that, I say, don't worry. Let things be. It may be a blessing in disguise. Yeah, the pandemic is for you to see the weakness, to understand. Like I also first time went through a very severe pandemic like that. That's why I witnessed and I developed more understanding of what pandemic is. Last time we only heard about it, the great plague, the Spanish flu and all those things. But now it's COVID-19. Then earlier SARS, not much impact because very few people can now in the transmission, not so like rampant and all those things. So because of all this, he really put in effort, prepare. Then the news came towards the end, very near already, near to March, that our government has locked down. Yeah? Then MCO, movement control. Then the temple also don't want to allow retreat and all those things. Then luckily Sui came back. Then she know how to fix up the Zoom. Oh, Jin Hao also helped suggest. Then together with Sia, I think somehow they got it. Then Sui said, he working live in Singapore, she did the Zoom before. So he know how to go and develop it and do it. That's how the Zoom class started. Then I said, oh yeah, since no retreat, can I go through the Heart Sutta class? We slow down the sharing for 8 months, so I share the Heart Sutta class. That time, Pocheng benefited a lot. No? It's just like now, these people in PJKL Subang doing the Zoom. If you follow, if you're attentive, you have the faith, you really progress. So because of that, she becomes so different. No? Then after the Heart Sutta class, she really follow instruction and meditate. Then you remember, in between the Tuesday class, she reported, you know, so many beautiful transformations that happened to her. Oh, then she found mindfulness is so marvelous, so amazing. You know. Last time I go out and buy fruits or what, like hastily or quickly, blah, 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 and go back. He said, after she had the mindfulness, after she connected, he said, wow, buying fruit is so amazing. Mindfully picking all this, seeing all the pristine beauty and wonders of all these things in the marketplace, the people, everything, the mind become like quiet now, just the awareness, then the love, the joy, the understanding. That's how she become like full of faith. And that is what cultivation is. When you have faith, you go all out. Like now, God will know this is important. Starting the journey, of course, progress a little bit. But what they need is heedfulness. Be focused. That's why she did exactly what I say. Follow the word, relax, maintain awareness. Aware, then maintain awareness. And she did it. Then all of a sudden, a lot of things happened. He said, yeah, so interesting. Exactly like Brother Theo said. He said, the mind become very quiet, very still. No need to do anything. No concentration, nothing. He said, wow, so amazing. Oh, so happy. Then later on, he followed. I said, stay at the heart area, relax, maintain awareness. Suddenly, he said, there's like a tunnel open up in the heart. And the energy all melt inside. Oh. Then after that, so amazing. He said, oh. Then every time she report, I guide her further. Oh, she understand deeper. You think it's magic? No, it's because he has faith. Have faith means what? You have faith in the Buddha means what? Follow his advice, understand? Or? Don't go and kekiang, understand? Or? Huh? You are too sophisticated, complicated. You cannot learn. You must have an open mind, clean slate, simple mind. Observe, try out, investigate. What are you going to lose? Something new, so on. Where the old way never bring you any result, correct or not? You have been searching and running around doing all this funny type of cultivation for how long? Not enough. Still want to continue that way. To me is, unless you change, your life will change. That's not. So the thought, memory is within the known, understand not? It cling on to the known. Where it's fearful of the unknown. Like a lot of people, scared to change job, don't know what will happen. Unless those ambitious ones keep on changing job, pay rise, keep on changing, that one different. But most people are fearful, especially last time. Now, new generation different. You say a bit too much, the fellow throw in the letter and you walk away. Understand? Because second generation, most of them, they don't really bother so much about their job security. But during our time, it was different. Job security was very important. There's a lot of people who had that type of understanding. That's why they had this fear, fear of the unknown, fear of losing your job, fear of being sacked, fear of having stress and problems. Yes? Once you're out of job, you got no income, no pay, then all your bills, understand, all your commitment, where are you going to resolve it? That one trigger of intense fear. That's why what they do is, they sometimes complain to you, you know, my boss very stingy on this company cannot work on, really cannot, everything, every day goring you, every day stress you up, then put pressure on you. They say management by fear and harassment harass you for deadline or something. But you complain so much, yet you don't want to resign. Then why do you still stay there? You know what they tell you? Job are not easy to come by. I got so many commitments. If I cannot sack, love letter come, I don't know what to do. My children, my car, my house, everything got installment. So that is what the thought will tell you. Fear of the unknown. Then what you do? You never have a clear mind to understand. As long as you continue under the environment, under that way of thinking, your life is like cast in stone. You never improve, never change. You will forever be cursing yourself and cursing the company, cursing everybody. Understand? Because that is not the place you can have peace. Understanding. So you should actually walk out of that vicious cycle that trap you. Means what? You have to change. You must not hold on to the known. There is a book I was told by one of my classmates. He said, it's something about the cheese one. Who stole my cheese? Something like that. I haven't read the book. He told me it's very good. So people who understand, you know what is that cheese or not? Maybe you're familiar, you're comfortable. You dare not move away or not. So when you move away, it's the unknown. Understand? Like a lot of people, they not come out and try. Understand? Like start a business or what. Because so many fail, didn't make it. And not easy to start a business. Because it's not only you work for people. Whether the company make money or lose money every month, paycheck come. Unless the company has cash flow problem. But you start a business, everything is you carry, You worry about your business. No customer, also headache. Too much customer, also headache. Not enough staff and all things. Then the staff, a lot of problem on it. Then you also have problem with authority. To have a business in Malaysia, you got to apply for so many things. Even your renovation, the Jiupai, you call it, signboard. They got certain standard. There are a lot of things to pay. License fee, what fee, then your bills. Then I remember last night, we had a shop I shared with Sam. We rented it out to certain business people. So when the rental date come, they are very stressed out. Then sometimes they know I'm very kind. He call me and tell me, is it Mr. Teo, really, really sorry. I got problem this month. Can you allow us some grace period? Then I say, what is your problem? He say, I didn't know. Very fast month end already. You know it's money and pay salary, pay the goods, everything you have to pay, all your bills. Then I said like that, how are you going to make your end meet? You will have problem. You have to resolve it. I said, you have to have an understanding. But he took the crooked way. You know what he did? He collaborated with the TMB guy. He fixed the meter. The way he fixed, I tell you, he also didn't check. He rented for 8 months. The meter like the balik or not. The reading, supposed to be that reading onward on. He get the meter reader to adjust until the reading is less than what he started. By 2,000-3,000 units. This guy like don't want to come every month to adjust for you. What shot, man? 1 year. Then he is a meter reader, I think, or they have some understanding. So because of that, he find got cash flow more. Then he also very good. After he owed me 2 months, he said, Mr. Teo, if by next month I cannot make it, I think I have to wrap it up. So finally he wrap it up. Then I went with Sam. We had to delete the utility bill, settle everything. Where he is deposit, I use it, settle. Then when I settle, the meter reader, macam mana you punya meter macam ni? Then I said, tak tahu. Then I call him out. You know what he said? He said, don't worry, I will call that guy. He said, that you. The moment he called that guy, you know what he did? He go and disconnect the meter and meter gone. And he told my tenant, you go and tell the owner, check up, you may have meter kena curi. But then also care, no? Meter kena curi. And this TMB, I think inside, they understand each other. Oh, kena curi, okay. Apply baru lah. Then they give us a new meter back. Then I got my new tenant. So when you do crooked thing, your business won't go right. Sure got problem. So all these are lessons learned from life and also understanding. So if you listen to your thought, you never change. Your negativity or karma will haunt you because you don't go the Dhamma way. Understand? You are not focused in what you want in life. Spiritual means cultivation. Cultivation means heedfulness. Just focus, do. Don't try to know. Understand? Okay? So that is it. Yeah? So for Kalu also said, very simple. Listen to the recording, go through the Sutta like poaching, understand it, then do accordingly. Stabilize that awareness, develop heedfulness. Then a lot of understanding will unfold.
Now I want to report my
meditation
experience.
Good.
So this was yesterday, and I started to do bowing.
Very good.
And actually in the morning, I was doing a little bit of my work.
Yeah.
So I could not settle down.
It's okay.
But when I started to do bowing, I started to do it mindfully. And I realized that as I do, my breathing and my action start to be in rhythm. Start to rhythm. Then after that, my mind will jump, go back to the certain things at work.
That one, I'm finished.
Yeah. Then I suddenly okay, come back to the center, and I continue bowing slowly, mindfully.
Sadhu, very good.
And then after that, I realized that I can actually feel my heartbeat.
That's why the mindfulness once developed, you become sensitive. You can feel your heartbeat, the pumping and all that. Then later on, you meditate. You just stay here. You go into stillness very fast. You become very calm very fast. No thought.
There's still one more thing. I have this backache. Then I slowly relax. The more I bow, the more relaxed.
Yes.
The more I can feel my
clear
back slowly.
Slowly clear, yeah.
Then the more relaxed I am, the more comfortable.
Correct. sadhu. It must rejoice.
And I do this for about 10 minutes. 10
yeah, and now. 10 minutes is already very good.
And after that, I just collect myself, I sit a bit. Then I slowly stand up. And that was when I went outside.
Yeah. Look through the window.
When I look out,
The breeze and all those things.
It was suddenly everything very slow.
Yeah, very slow. Slow down.
I cannot explain. But what?
Definitely, you're experiencing the mindfulness for the first time, the real mindfulness. That's why when you see your mind is very quiet, that is clarity. That's why it's like everything flowing.
And I was looking at the bell. The bell was moving.
Yeah. Sometimes the wind is stronger. There is a fumbling sound. Right?
And I can hear the sound. But
yeah, very sharp one.
Slow motion.
Slow motion. Slow. And very sharp one.
Yeah. And there was suddenly a feeling.
Yeah.
But this feeling, I cannot explain what feeling.
Never mind. You discuss.
It's not joy or it's not...
Yeah.
It's suddenly just a vibration.
Yeah.
In the heart here.
Yeah. That vibration is to activate your nature.
And then it's like a ripple, like.
Yeah. Correct.
And it was like a rupture.
Yeah.
And it's very short, only just like 1 second, something like that.
Yeah, enough.
And I just aware and
finished. A glimpse of it. You know why? When the awareness comes, it starts to activate you. When you can feel your heart means you are trying to connect back to your past. Then later on, when you do your formal meditation, you stay there. Then the awareness will pick it up. Then when you pick it up, initially it's like very gross, the pounding of the heart like very gross. Of course, no sound inside there, but your awareness can feel it. Then you continue to relax into it. That's why the key word is relax into every mind state there. Right? Then what happens is the vibration become more and more subtle, more and more refined, then this habit will slow down. slow down, until it's completely still. Actually, the internal breathing is still going on, but it's like you can't find your heartbeat. It's okay. Even you can't find your heartbeat, but your awareness can still be there, means at that time, your mind has entered sleep, yeah, but not stable yet. So you continue in your daily religious routine to continue with the awareness training, then anchor it to the mind base. Then this one will stabilize. Then you will be able to develop the meditative state very fast. Then when you anchor, you're just aware there. No thought, it cannot move. Then it becomes very quiet, very still. Everything like become very refined. Then after that, one day, not long, it will detect the gateway. Well, when you don't think, don't create thought, there is no resistance, then that gateway will open up. Then after that, your energy will melt in. Means you are going to connect quite fast. You continue with this training. That's why the bowing is very important. Just do. Don't doubt.
Yeah,
do until you, like Colin say, you can sense that like everything is in harmony, synchrony. He used the word in tandem. Rhythm. So everything like synchronized. One, the breath, the bowing, everything. That is how you develop the mind. Don't try, but just do until the sati come. You will know it. The form and mind will know it because your movement all different. Then that sati allow him to see differently. Understand? That experience, yeah, he said that one, like with the ripple, rapture opening up, and all that, that is to activate the nature inside so that he can inherit from the past. Then he will progress, I tell you. So a lot of these things you will understand. Then he also bring out a very good point. At first he said before he bowed, he was doing some office work, you remember? Office work, you know, like unfinished business. So the thought, the memory, keep on haunting you, not haunting, prompting you, hey, this one not finished yet. This one. Then the thought keep on coming until you settle. Understand? You remember the anta? Went to Ipoh because of those things, wow, like Kelangkabut like that. But once everything settled already, he come back already, give the medicine to Alicia, all that, she felt peace, understand? No more problem. Then the brain, nothing disturbed. Otherwise, WhatsApp lah, driving also, you affected one, or affected. So human mind, human brain is like that. The unfinished business that you want to attend to, if you don't finish, it will keep on haunting you. That's why when you have the Dhamma, when you have the mindfulness, what did I tell you? Move on. Understand or not? Settle it. Move on. Finish. Settle it means what? Resolve it amicably. Understand? Whatever, resolve. Like scam. Never mind. Find out scam, accept it. Then know the right view, law of karma. Very likely in the past I did this will, so now he did. So predict love and metta, I said, forgive him for he know not what he did. Then when he went and report police, he got such kind heart, understand? The police say, you are so different. You are not like others. Come complain and want the police to investigate. I was like, he just tell the police, because the police actually fall cold water at first. He said, you report also no way. So many report. He said, I don't think they will take action. He said, oh, no. What we want is, I make report so that people come to know. Understand? The statistics, when it reach certain high number, the press will print it and let the public know. And this is for the police also, is it? The account is there, the name is there. You can trace on if you want to. Then finally he asked the police that wrote the report and help him out. He said, how much do I have to pay for the report? He said, no need money. He'll take me for lunch and all. So everything settled down, resolved. That's why he also wanting good. Need to do too. Understand? Need to make police report, can help people. Then resolve. Then you don't have this thing haunting you. Otherwise, you will be through the thought telling you, this guy, what is he doing? How can he con me like that? Some more social media there, my cousin, my friend, they all one gang buddy. They say, then go there and ask no such person. And try all the way down to Ipoh and all. Then, if let's say he got heedlessness and negativity, he will go and become very miserable and work out, like very unhappy, bokam one, then he said, I'm going to do a lot of funny things. I'm going to do the social media, tell everybody. So all this will go on in your head, no? So you want to add something,
Yeah, and if not careful, we let it bruise ourselves.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we say,
yeah.
Why I so stupid that hurt ourselves with it?
Then sometimes you point finger at the cousin. What the hell? My cousin also make this type of thing, do this type of thing. You think he also part of the issue and part to be blamed. So all this is what the mundane mind will actually create. Negativity of emotion for you. Then when you get angry, the moment you decide to call him, you will tell him off on the phone. Like in Hokkien, ho kai xiao, kai xiao, kai xiao, ane kone mi kia, kao la da ri. In English, how to say that? Hao jie shao, bu jie shao, jie shao, zhe yang de.
Introduce.
But who guy sell? Guy sell?
Of all the recommendations, what?
Oh no. Who guy sell? Guy sell? Guy sell? Come on, guy. So in English, how?
Of all things you recommended this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, got English version. So of all things you recommended this. Some punchy. So of course, you can have the understanding, nothing will happen. So these are good examples. Sadhu, continue, Colin.
So after I aware and finished, then the next thing that happened was the tears were flowing out. Tears flowing out.
Sadhu.
So I just be with the moment, I just let it flow.
Let it happen.
I don't try to stop it.
No. It's from the nature. From the nature. It's like the nature understands. This is so beautiful. It's just like sometimes you will know the nature rejoice because it's like you have come back. You have come back to the cultivation. You have like returned. So the nature has its own way of manifesting all this. Then the tears is not with sadness on, it's not crying on. Sometimes it's the movement inside because the joy, the understanding. Then that movement is what cultivation is. So sometimes you don't go for retreat, don't go for spiritual trip. All this may not happen. But when you have the condition, like you said, he was full of joy. Why? The faith. He saw all the great beings, statue, the Buddha and all those things. And this temple has a lot. Understand? Then because of that, he has gratitude. Understand? Then he pay respect. Very interesting. Then he go to the daily sharing or the retreat. All these are very wholesome. Then he decided to do the meditation. So he heard bowing, he tried. 10 minutes only. Too long. 10 minutes also cannot do. But you do it wrongly, I saw Jin Hao bow a lot also. You do it wrongly, you cannot. Because your brain, your thinking, too what they call rampant. Keep on coming to the... I already say, when you develop the awareness, don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. Just have faith. Do. Then it will happen. Persevere. My awareness improved. Her bowing different. Now she can lie down quite long. You want to share a bit?
Right there, you saw.
I saw! You think I sit here? Got nothing to do. You think I meditate all the time? My nature very funny. When it need to open eye and be aware, You will open eye and then. And I don't need to be all the time here. I walk in, I walk out, I know what is going on. Yeah. Morning, I come in, I see who is inside here. Yeah. Then, like Brother Teo, oh, this round very, last time a lot of pain, he cannot do it. This round very different. Oh. So these are the understanding, the sharing that can give you faith in yourself. Colin, continue. Very good.
That's all from my side, but I just want to share one more thing. This time it's just aware finish.
Yeah, aware finish. That one is the best.
Don't go to the next.
Don't go to the next. Otherwise, the habitual thing keep on continuing on. Because the moment you stop, finish, that momentum of thinking cut off. Then to start thinking again, it needs more energy. That's why you will slowly, slowly understand the beauty of heedfulness, awareness. Your awareness break the momentum of thinking. Then as you continue to do aware, finish, the thinking slowly, slowly settle down. Because no more energy, no more delusion of you, no more wrong you, no more worry about that thing, no more kanchiao, no more trying to think, trying to analyze, trying to resolve it, come up with solution. These are all thought-based solutions. And most of it is the behind is the egoic mind. You understand? So your solution is always selfish, possessive, with delusion. So how can you live like that way, to act that way? You can't. So what you need is awareness, tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, clarity, to understand things. And through observation, silent, choiceless awareness of the reality, what is, you develop wisdom. You understand what is going on and how you become like that. How the mind stir, how the continuity of thought proliferate and make you heedless. Then when you want to meditate, you think a lot. Means restlessness, everything. That's why once Colin understand that sharing is very good. Now, aware, finish. Aware, finish. And he realized so much better. So this is following the instruction, yes or not? Don't try to be complicated. Very good, huh? Well, sadhu to you. Huh?
That's all from my
side. Good,
thank
good.
You.
Thank you, thank you.
Brother Chi Wei's mic is on. Brother Chi Wei, would you like to speak?
Chi Wei, you want to speak? Your mic is on.
Oh, we can't hear him.
Oh, can't hear.
But we can see him.
Oh, Chi Wei, nice to see you after so long. Yeah, but we can't hear you. Is your speaker on?
The mic is on, but maybe the volume is
on. The volume is too low. Can you on the volume, Chi Wei? Sadhu. Yeah, I can see you.
Good. You hear me now?
Yes, can hear you now. Thank you, Chi Wei. Nice
Brother
meeting
you.
Yeah. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Can. Loud and clear. Yes. Very good. Wow,
hello.
Can see you also. Very good. Yeah, continue, Chi Wei. Yes. It break off. I think the internet is not strong. It break off.
Connection.
It's okay, Chi Wei. Yeah, because you are lying. I think the connection may not be so strong. So because of that, I think your voice off and on, come in and lost, come in and lost.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now can. After you put on the spec, I can hear you.
I couldn't see what I was doing.
No. Okay, good. I heard you are in Bali, yeah?
I'm still in Bali. Bali, yeah, Brother Tio.
Sadhu. Because you told me you are in Bali. And my daughter told me you log on almost every session. Sadhu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing it over the
Zoom.
Zoom.
Yeah.
I benefited a lot.
Wow, Sadhu.
talks and your personal experience.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, and sadhu to all the Kaliyavita.
Yeah, yes. We should rejoice. Let us rejoice. Sadhu,
sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jiwei. Nice to hear from you again after so long. I heard you are coming in October.
Yes, I will be there. We can get together, brother Tio.
Yeah. Also, I want to...
Hopefully, we can get together for
a meal or something. I told Tui An already, must take you for dinner. Then we should get together. Yeah, the Thursday class, all those things. Susan to come together. Your wife with you?
No, she has gone back to Perth already.
No problem.
She's going to the Nuns Monastery.
Oh, yeah. The one that we went to. Very good.
One month during the rain retreat.
Sadhu to her. So you tell her, we wish her good progress and wholesomeness retreat. Then may she realize her good and noble wishes. Sadhu. Very good.
I'm very appreciative and very grateful to you, Brother Tio.
We also rejoice with your understanding and your faith.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much. Must catch up when you come.
Sadhu.
Yeah. Right. Okay. We continue. You got anything? You can show your hand sign, or you on your mic and you just come in, like in video, they just come in. So no problem. You got any question also you can ask. So sadhu. Very good. That's why Zoom, technology help. And all this recorded, should thank Jin Hao, Mandy, and my daughter, they all make all this short video and recording possible. This retreat, you better go back, get the USB or one, then listen, I tell you. Listen following the Heart Sutta book. Or actually, no, the video, Sui has the soft copy. It is all on the screen. Very good.
Hello, Radio, good morning, and all the Amitas. Susan, I want to talk about the Bifu. As I came back from breakfast, Asong, you want more for the cultivation. So this is the cultivation is very simple. So then Jiang Hui, Sister Bo Qing. Actually, gratitude towards Sister Bo Qing. Sister Bo Qing the sharing. How I wish I could like that.
很羡慕的心，然后那个羡慕的心，
我就告诉我自己，
应该发喜心，那你应该怎样，就是说你除了你有这个应该怎样的去progress就可以。
然后我就学着就 rejoice， 就每一次所有 Karamita 的 sharing， 我就开始做 rejoicing。
Very good。
那个 rejoicing， 慢慢的我发觉到它 open up 我的
heart， the heart that open up。
open up 我的 heart。
Because I also did that in the earlier， when I hear good Dhamma sharing or from the monks or whoever， I will rejoice on very strong inside there。 Oh, and this one is the one that actually open up your heart. That's why I say, unless your heart open up and become sensitive, you cannot receive the Dhamma. Because this is the faith that drives you. Then that faith that drives you will allow you to rejoice. That's why all these virtues are very beautiful. Then when I read it, metta also same. So all this open up the heart, the bowing, the respect. That's why respect, there's an energy coming in when you fold your palm to your heart. Because when you fold your palm like that, you realize this at your heart level. Then I realize there's an energy going in. Yeah. That's why when I have the faith and I pay respect, this energy keep on going. That's why I advise you all, early morning wake up, pay respect, triple jam. No need to be at the altar also can, if you are traveling or any direction. Because the Buddha nature everywhere, understand? Not in the statue, understand? But if the statue can give you faith, of course, do it in front of the altar. Understand? Like people come here, I saw a lot, went around, right? Yeah, develop affinity, pay respect, and do all those things. So if you can continuously do it, whenever you want to leave your house, pay respect. You come back, pay respect. Then every day, your routine. Yeah? Before you sleep, meditate. Then transfer merit, share merit, radiate metta. Yeah? Then early morning, wake up, pay respect, again, meditate. So this routine, you continue to do, I remember 86 to 88, end of 88. We are beginning of 89, my nature realized, connect, understood. So during that time, the cultivation was really throughout the day on, the daily religious routine continued. I was working now at that time. I had a very senior super skill post in the place I was working as a semi-government. So despite that office, which has so much problem and responsibility, I was able to develop the daily mindfulness. Then every day I make it a point. Morning, I will meditate. Before sleep, I will meditate. Sometimes I wait, I sleep first, then middle of the night, I will meditate. Then after that, I go back and sleep. Then when I go to office, I go there early. Yeah, my office starts at 8:30. 7:30, 7:45, I reach office early. Then I on the light, everything. Then I relax, I silent, I meditate, I lock my door. Yeah. And my secretary know, 8:30 exactly, I will open my door and lock the door. So all these things I did. Then lunchtime, whenever I'm free, after my lunch, I normally go for a quick, simple lunch. I come back, I will meditate, especially Friday. Manjari will know. The break is until 2:45. Now 2:30. Last time my time, 2:45. So this is how I developed the continuity. Then my office, I'm very mindful, aware of the daily mindfulness. The way I enter my car, how I use the key, that time no remote controller. You have to use hand to open the car. Then how I move my hand and open the car. Then how I move in and see all the movement activity I aware. Then how I aware, I close my door. Then how I adjust the seat if I need to. Otherwise, I look at the mirror. If everything okay, I check side mirror okay. Then I mindfully start the engine and drive. And when I drive, very mindful. It's like, I know in that state of awareness and mindfulness, I cannot get accident. Because you are so aware, and the thing is very natural or no. Then I can drive fast or no. I don't need to slow down or no. Because there is clarity. So all this can happen. Then when I reach my office, but I'm very lucky. All the time I work, everywhere I work. I got this cover kapak. Then the moment I reach, I how I come out, how I off the engine, how I took out the key, all fully aware. Then how I come out of the car, how I take my bag, I go on back on. Then I bring the officer. Then my room got one Kuan Yin at the back on, the poster. Then some Buddhist book in the side there. Then my executive chair, I can sit on top and meditate. Like you see how I did on the armchair. It's the same. That's why when you have the understanding and the faith, you will do it on. And that routine made me so mindful, ever mindful, throughout the day aware. No, initially, before I met my last Gaya, I aware until the heart here, energy build up. Then the heart suddenly like make me aware, you know, like inside there, aware. That's why I realized, I throughout the day, aware, you know. I cannot not aware, you know. The heart make me aware. Then I understand, you take care of mine take care of you. Then when I told that monk, I told you, that monk look at me, sure. I say, yeah, non-stop one. I say, that one, like here, like in the center there, the heart there. Oh, like, away. And you will always be here, during that time, the energy will. Then this one try to, like, open, but cannot. Why? No outlet. Because everything stopped, charge up. Until I met my last step. Then he tell me, do you trust me? I say, yes. Before that, he say, forget about what they tell you. What I want you to understand, I only do four things. Relax, aware, 24 hours. He used 24 hours. I use maintain. 24 hours, because he can go into the sleep one. Later on, I also can go into the sleep. Like, I never sleep one. When I come out of the rest, like you sleep, it may be a few hours, but fully aware is that. Then the thought that continue come out, it's like you never sleep. Then my face fresh or not? Because after you sleep, the face different, you need to wash it. This one no need one. So a lot of things you never experience, never know. But his last one, trust, I don't know. Because that time I haven't done it. Then after that, the next question he asked me, you're very fierce. Where do you return your awareness? I point to the center of the heart. Well, I did it there. Straight away, outright, you tell me you're wrong. But I got nothing to fear and panic because I can feel him and I trust it. Nobody is so confident. To be able to meditate until you know how to relax, aware, and maintain awareness for 24 hours. What else do he need? At that time, the basic, what they call Dhamma, my nature has already understood. I went through the cessation area when I was in here, Cameron Highland, the 5-day retreat, I told you it happened. Before I met him, I already had, that's why I refused to see him. But the condition keep on coming, until six times. Then I say, I don't know who he is meant to be, I must see him. That's why I decided to go out and see. And luckily, I brought my wife along. So that day, everything happened. Then he activated. His hand was 2 inches away. But at the left, slightly towards the left, 1 or 2 inches. Then he activated. The moment that fine pure energy activated, straight away, I don't need him anymore. Then I just relaxed. He did it for 1 minute only, less than 1 minute. Then I think he also know activated early. Then I straight away quiet. You know, I can feel the energy like moving in or streaming in or very soothing on. Oh, you felt peace inside there, peace. Then later on, the whole brain here, no thought, nothing. The awareness, the core, the mundane mind, completely without sankhara. Yeah, that nature, very different. Very different. When you go in, the whole meditation take a different dimension. But this one is trust, that nature do itself. It will activate itself. Don't interfere with the thought. Then I know that pure energy, when you melt in the pure energy, go where I also know. Then the final byproduct is always gas. But that type of gas, no foul smell. Understand? Then later on, I was so aware, the life force come. Instead of arising and create thinking and the thought process and the consciousness, I can just shut it off. Pop at the heart there. The whole life force go into my nature. That's why at that time I progressed very far. Within 9 months, my mundane mind collapsed. So all these are possible. That's why I must have faith. Okay? How did we arrive there? Colin. Yeah. Colin, I just said.
Yeah, there's one more thing I wanted to share is I also like to thank you, Brother Song, and also Sister Pu Ching, because they've been sharing with me. And then there's one thing that I have learned is just follow Brother Steele's
simple guidance. Instruction.
Very simple, just follow and do.
Don't question. Don't try to know. Don't try to do your thought based on. Understand? Then you are home. Very good.
And after that, your experience, share.
Correct.
Because you will arise the condition.
Yeah. And for me to explain more, go deeper into it, and at the same time, give faith to other Kayamita.
Yes, you will benefit others. It's not about you.
Yes.
But you will benefit others if you share.
This is what karma is all about. Yeah. If you continue to do this and share, the more you give, the more you receive. That's why they have shared before. That's why now people like Wu Cheng share back to them and they receive, and yet they will know how to share. That's why I say, don't be paisei. You got anything to report, anything to share? Share. Well, these are the conditions that my nation need to speak the Dhamma for. Unless my nation know you have that type of experience and program, it doesn't want to share. Why? It doesn't benefit you. You all cannot understand. Not ready yet. But once you share, my nature will rejoice. Then I know they are ready. Then what type of Dhamma to come out, I don't decide. The nature decide. Understand? Sadhu. Alicia.
Sister Po Cheng has a lot of messages. I just read out.
Read out. Can.
Sister Po Cheng, rejoice with Brother Godwin's good sharing on bowing and sati development, beautiful awareness, and a lot of heart. Amitabha, my utmost respect and gratitude to all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, great beings, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all Kayana Mitas for everything.
Sadhu. Sadhu. Very good. Wait for Alicia, she go toilet. Just how did we come to all this? Alicia was reporting something.
She was reporting on her behavior when initially when she listened to Sister Po Cheng share.
Sadhu open up the heart. Yeah, correct. Sadhu open up the heart. Yeah, that is the one. Because of that, I share how it happened to me. I did that a lot. Correct. So we wait for Alicia to come back to continue. Oh, we should really rejoice. Now Jin Hao's turn. Wow, after that, Man Yuan. Wow, Jia Lin Liao today.
Sadhu, Radio, and all Kalamita. And this retreat is a very special and unique retreat. For the past few days, you see, I was sort of like conditioned into my thought. They say, the teaching is very good, but the thing is like it's all beyond my level, you see. So, and until yesterday night, I was really struck by what you have shared with us, and especially to me, you see? Because you have been mentioned so many times that, you know, don't be conditioned to our thought and all these things. But without me knowing, I never really actually catch it, you see? Until yesterday. It somehow struck me and go in, you see, and let me know that, I've been doing that, you know. I actually doing that and see myself, sort of see myself say that, you know, I'm not good, you know, all those kind of condition me. It's really like I've been deluded by my good friends, you know.
Deceived by the thought.
And believe what my thoughts say. You know?
Yeah, like what I said just now, if you don't change, you continue to act according to memory with the habitual tendency, you won't progress.
Yes.
Because you have to listen attentively, like Kok Loon, Alicia, they all, and Pusin, they all. What did they do? You think I favor them? I send wisdom to them? Cannot, understand now. It's, they have faith. Faith is most important. They have faith, then they follow instruction. Song already told you how many times. Just follow what Brother Teo tell you. So if you do that, you will progress. But yesterday, I know it's meant to be the hard knock, man, knock, man. If you don't knock, cannot. Every time, tell me the same story. Polian also same. But still, our path not like that, man. Then when I say, Poaching just started 2017, you all so much earlier, is it? Different ma, her past.
Oh.
She cultivate a lot, ma. What type of justification? That is your thought telling you. How you know? The yin yan fa, you cannot understand one like that. Everyone different one. I can even tell you, sometimes Poaching got affinity, but she may not have a strong path. But this line we call the faith and the strong mind that make the aspiration that it will happen. Then she will progress on. Then that one create condition for Alicia to understand that xian mu, you know what is xian mu? Jealous. So then she realized the evil root. Then she developed the reverse, opposite wholesome thought. She rejoined. Then he realized, activated the heart. That's how she benefited. So all this, that's why I say, have goodness, have kindness. Develop understanding. Be a blessing to all. This is what Dhamma is. Well, finally, when you have the wisdom, you become very virtuous. Virtue only arrives, true virtue, when you have wisdom. Otherwise, you cannot. Do good. Who do good? The mundane mind with all the egoic selfishness want to do good. Cannot. But once you have the wisdom, you know he know you, he know me, only causes and conditions depend on you. Then you will base it on causes and conditions. If no causes, no conditions, you don't share. You don't do anything. But when there is condition, sometimes I will send my pure wish where they know how to do. Then this metta will go. Like our this retreat. You know how many people offer us things without us knowing, but the temple down there told us. Then yesterday, Pama Sri also said, the four helpers, they want to come out and jie yan, you know what jie yan, create affinity. And they are helper in the kitchen on you. Then luckily, early on, we were told three full time, one part time. So actually, they all rotate among themselves. The part time one is cover them. Then luckily Papa Sui understand. Because Sui I go and break the full time one certain amount, the part time one half the amount. So Papa Sui realized not fair, they are coming up. So the ang pao must be amalgamate and share it out. I always say very good, do it. Because people has that joy and you know why they have the idea? Because they believe in Teng Xiong Sifu. Teng Xiong Sifu know our this my Gao Gao Zan. We are true cultivator of the way and we really, really develop understanding and good sharing. So because of that, a lot of people ever willing to buy things and offer. And don't underestimate this type of causes and conditions. It may be a small thing, And there was one Bentong Buddhist Society or one. Then there's another group, also monk. They heard got retreat, then Teng Xiong Sifu said, what Chan Siu Then they say, very wholesome. Oh, they don't want to charge money. No. So they say offer. See? Multin Fata. You never understand what wholesomeness is. Give the mic to Pamashu. Pamashu, you should know more. Yeah, I only heard through them.
Actually, many of them, they just send in the things without charging.
Without charging.
So I haven't settled the account with them also yet.
Oh, good.
And the four helpers, actually, we get them in not only helping us, they also, because they cook together, you see.
Yeah.
So we are... Indirectly, we are helping out with Fa Chan Sutta, helping out with the temple preparation for the installation. So actually, we are partaking in the preparation.
Yes.
It's like we are helping them, they are helping us.
Yeah, rejoice.
They are very happy to help us. So I want to, this is a thought. to keep the good affinity so that one day maybe they'll come out
and
with us, who knows.
Correct.
They have a lot of faith.
They
don't have the connection with Brother Teo's Dharma that is founded by Brother Teo. So and they believe Chan Siu is the Mahayana belief is a sang sang
gen.
You must
have very, very blasted roots. Otherwise, you cannot attend Chan Siu. Chan Siu is Zazen, the Buddhist meditation. So, because Chan is Zen, Siu is cultivate. That's why not practice one. You realize or not? The Mahayana don't say practice Chan, Siu Chan. That's why I say cultivate. Don't practice. Who practice? The thought practice. So, very mechanical, repetitive. So discipline, attention, and repetitive, mechanical, real method technique, keep on repeating, 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 repeating. That one is not cultivation of Dhamma. That one is skillful means to develop certain type of quality, means mindfulness or whatever, like bowing. You keep on bowing until it comes. And that one is okay, you do. So this one is not Chan Siu, but this one is part of Chan Siu in the sense that you are training your mind to develop mindfulness. When the mindfulness is there, then you can use it. Once it's stabilized, use it to Chan Siu, understand? Siu is cultivate, Chan is Zen, which is the Dhamma, the teaching. Very good. May continue.
Sister Po Ching.
Oh, Po Ching.
Brother Teo, hard knocks are necessary.
Oh,
if not,
so hard
you cannot wake up the mundane mind.
Yeah. You remember that day in the Heart Sutta? 一个是觉, 一个是敲, 那个是,
敲,
敲. Yeah, that's 敲 la, the stir la, that's not. But to me, it's Kong. Kong. Kong is called what?
敲鼓的，我是敲啊，原来敲
，but now we 敲 ，because the word is the same pronunciation different 人呀，是吧？哦 ，different word 啊，哦，then go for 敲鼓的敲，轰 ，wake up，because when you hit the drum, the re-vibration wake you up. Understand? That's why must knock on. Sometimes hard knock are necessary. Po Ching say it's correct. Sadhu to her. Yeah. Okay. Let Alicia continue.
Right, brother, 讲到那个 daily mindfulness 非常重要, to prevent accident. 这个是我每天都在, cultivate 的, 因为如果我们受伤了哦，我们就不能 carry on 很多 duty 啦。I mean for myself 啦哈。So 我在日常生活里面，我都每一个 moment 我都会很 mindful 的去做，因为只有这样你才能够 prevent accident 嘛。Like 比如切菜啊，还是我在走路啊，就好像我第二天来到这边。 我一个不小心，那个楼梯这样，一下我的手就打进去那个铁，然后我的手就肿了起来，然后我就更加的 determine 要去 cultivate 那个 mindfulness， because 这个非常重要对我来讲，所以可能因为这样，我的 daily mindfulness 就慢慢的 pick up， you know， and then 就是在我日常生活里面，我就是这样一直做，一直做，一直做。 然后就是什么样的东西 come by 我就去 settle 它，这样，每天就处在很平静哦，很静哦，而且那个 nature vibration 就很越来越觉得哇，越来越静这样，然后你的心里面又很平静，就 每一天就过得很开心，这样很 fulfilling 那种感觉。 就是真的是在活啦，我的 at the definition 就好像我以前在我的 depression 的时期，我是在走着，可是一个空壳这样，没有，就好像你是说讲好像没有灵魂在里面，没有灵魂的，就好像每天不知道自己在做什么了。So coming back， 我们现在的生活是。 非常非常的不一样，因为每一天就好像我来之前，我也有很多的 fear， 因为这个禅堂，我讲阿拉玛这么大，我怎么样做？我跟 Indy 两个人做，你知道那个 fear 那个 thought 在，你知道？可是后来他就 prompt 我 你能做多少就做多少咯，就是这样子。
Sadhu.
Now coming back, 我们整个这个，我其实最大的收获 Bradio， 我回去 contemplate 昨天，而不是我的所谓的 experience。虽然 experience 是给我一个 understanding， 可是我发觉到我最大的收获就是在这里跟大家怎样的去度过。
对对，度过这个
对
啊 COVID 的 issue 啊，
还有。所有的 duty 和大家的合作，那个 harmony between， 这个是我来这一趟最大的收获，因为在这里面我学习到很多，就是怎样的去 echo and flow， 比如说 echo and flow
接受，
接受啊，然后那个 dharma 让他自己上来，
先出来
的去那个因缘法，就是因缘法怎样的去 manifest， 然后我们怎样的去融入。
对，融入，
融入去，然后怎样的 carry on 我们的 duty， at the same time 你是很积富，
对 ，and no negativity，
对
，no negativity。
比方说，我跟马燕说很讲，我虽然我不是 kitchen duty， 可是我非常喜欢
在里面 help，
因为我要给其他的学员可以
对对，
然后我可以去
help out，
所以这个是我最大的收获。
沙
丢
沙丢沙丢，感恩阿弥陀佛 ，very good， Maya， your turn，
Radio， first of all， I would sincerely want to express my gratitude to you for your teachings all these years， and I like what Colin say lah， all these years even though I didn't progress so much, right?
You have progressed now.
but I always have faith in Brian's new teaching. Inside me, I know that this is the right
place. Like all of them, like all of them. This is the right place to be.
So, actually, there's a few things I would like to share.
Okay.
I also very lucky to have Alicia as my roommate. Because, She shared a lot of things with me. I learned a lot lah. From a different level lah. Is Bartio's level. Ambitious is Alicia level. But I'm still below that, but you can identify lah.
Okay.
So I realized why I didn't progress that much last time. And maybe also the same reason why some of us is not so fast. It's because we didn't recognize when we have those certain thoughts that is negative. Recognize that those are evil roots.
Because you are not aware, not sensitive, and you were so habitual, it's like normal, day to day, every day also you like that. Understand? Then that one create justification. Then you become contented lah, understand lah. Because it justify ma. Not to say I cannot do ma. My past very bad ma. Not like them ma. Then, what are you trying to tell me? To justify, there is a reason so that you don't do lah. Does that benefit you? It won't, understand lah. What you should ask yourself is, if I continue to be what my old way is, I will remain stuck, understand lah. My result or outcome will be like cast in stone. To change, to progress, I must be sincere. Understand? Then I must understand new understanding so that I can move away from the old understanding. That's why forget about what the thoughts say. Learn the wholesome thing, like Alicia said. Why must I like have jealousy? Ayo, 很羡慕他, understand? How nice if I can be like him. This one the thought will tell you one. But the actual reality is they progress, they become what they are, you are still what you are. Yeah. So for you to have the ability to become what they are, you must develop wholesomeness, understanding, then straighten your view, cultivate the new way. And then there is a possibility of progress, transformation. So very good. Continue.
I give another example. Yesterday night I was talking to Alicia. So you are talking for quite some time, and then suddenly I tell her, it's so late already, you know. Better sleep. Tomorrow morning I cannot get up.
Okay.
Then she said, hey, Devan, be careful, it's a negative thought.
Yeah, correct.
Then I was thinking, why I got negative thought?
Okay.
It's very correct, or you do
normal, very normal.
Next morning, sure, you cannot get out, or I don't know. Then after a while, I think a bit, don't want to like argue.
Yeah.
I think if that is negative thought,
yeah.
Then whatever thought that I have, other thoughts,
also negative.
You,
worse.
Or say not like that. Really say already. I really I got other things to share, but I want to share the latest.
Yeah, can.
Just now, Brother Jayanta
Dr.
Here, and she told me that Cindy tested positive.
Oh, okay.
So he asked me, because she has been using the mask.
Oh, yeah. You better spray. Put on the mask.
So when he told me that, again, worry.
Okay.
Then if I go home, then how it will affect my parents. So there was some worry. Then after a while, I realized those are negative thoughts.
Yeah, correct. Fear, worry, and anxiety cannot help you. Understand?
So shouldn't think that way.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, I came here, I benefited a lot.
Yes, yes.
If I didn't come because I am afraid of COVID,
correct.
I wouldn't learn so much.
Yes.
So I tell myself, even if I get COVID, I mean, sorry, don't get lah.
Yeah. Because the reality is, we are already here, understand? Why go and think of all this and create the fear and project the thought? What is important? Accept this reality, then move. Move means what? Amicably resolve it. Understand? To understanding. Now COVID has become very normal. Understand? You look at AMB, no symptom, nothing. Understand? It's positive but asymptomatic. Understand? So even pass to you. Let's say, touch wood. You can now also asymptomatic one, and you will recover one. Your COVID after a few days, you will recover.
Yeah.
The most important is not the heavy symptom one, understand? Not? So when you understand, all this is nothing one. We have faced the reality, resolve it amicably and move. Okay?
Yeah. So I'm okay if I cannot, but I cannot.
Yeah, your parents will say, but I like to tell you, if that one is not the BA one, that one is asymptomatic one. That's why Singapore opened up. Now more also no need masks and all those things. And the government also slowly learn to live with it. Because they say normal flu, the kitchen fever tours are also tested positive. So don't be frightened by that COVID. Last time, yes. They're high risk and all that. But now we understand the situation has evolved. The virus also, yeah, the virus also got its own set of character. After the vaccine come, you know what they do, no? They become one. They don't want to die. That's you know what they do? They mutate. But this virus, the more you mutate, you can spread faster. You know not? Because you want to mutate to affect more people, huh? But you lose your potency, you know, understand? Your ability to incur severe chronic COVID is slowly dissipated. Oh no, God. That's why they know finally you can live with it. Because there are a lot of other things we live with, like flu, all those things. We are living it with it, understand? It started with Spanish flu. So now flu is no longer Spanish flu, understand? It's become normal flu. And everybody got flu, understand? Cough also, a lot, very common. But you learn to live with it, understand? So COVID-19 is another same type of virus. So we have to understand how it evolved and how it become what it is. Then whatever happened, I already say, choice, awareness of what is the reality. The reality is we are already here. Understand? Then to go and project, I thought, you say, I go back, I cannot affect my father. Then this chain of heedless thinking, negative thought, continue to proliferate and create what? Fear, worry, anxiety. Then you reach home, you go and tell your parents, hey, don't come near me. I isolate in the room. You create more fear in the panic there. But you test, understand? You do your best. You say, I just came back on the retreat. So far, so good. I got no symptom, nothing. Just tell them the positive one, Isaiah. I got no symptom, nothing. So don't worry, but I was still masked. And we have to protect you. When I mask, I protect myself. I also protect others, understand? So you explain to them like that. Then they will treat it like normal, understand? You're very likely it cannot positive also, asymptomatic. Understand? The more serious one is Karen and Tamion. The throat and all, but also not very serious. Your timing can still lock on. So all this understanding must be there. You panic, you know what happened. One by one may be positive. Better go home. Then Zoom also don't have classes, so then we go. Out of what? Fear. That's all. It is meant to be, will be. And these are the causes and conditions that you need to be tested, for you to go through real life things. And now you start to understand why Hua Chan Sifu at first was reluctant to let us come. Understand? Because at that time was very serious. Once you kena, the whole temple kena, you know the authority shut you down and ask you to do all the what they did, sanitizing and all that. You know the temple so big, cost you how much? Understand? So they have their genuine concern. That's why I always told Pama Sui, if they are so kind to let us have the opportunity, we must follow their SOP. We cannot go against. Because this is their property. And that's all that. They are responsible for anything that happened. Even to decide to open up for public, it took them almost 2 years. Now only you see visitor come, devotee come, then they pay their respect. Then I saw, a few days I saw, a lot of them come. Sometimes I was so amazing. Different type of people, but most of them very young. Very young, like boyfriend, girlfriend. Then got one, I can see. The girlfriend, I think, dressed very nicely. But you look at her, you know she have affinity with Triple Gem. She will go to the dainty there and silent and pay respect. You yen learn, understand? Got affinity, but they don't know, the time hasn't come yet. Then you look at the boyfriend, he quickly go in, make donation, go out. Everyone is different, understand? Then it doesn't mean that you dress very nicely, very stylish, you cannot come to this type of wavelength. But for a young generation, I think she's younger than my daughter, so
not young.
Yeah, correct. So 20 something. You come to temple for what? Unless you have affinity. So there are causes and conditions behind all these things. So when you understand, no problem. Okay? Good sharing. Sadhu to you. Okay, what time are you? Say fun.
Continue later.
Continue later. Okay, thank you so much. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect, Triple Gem, then we break for lunch.